You're back here at Victoria Trades Hall in Melbourne. We're celebrating the first Sunday of May, the International Workers' Day event put on by the May Day Committee. And we're joined by Alison from the Freedom Socialist Party and David from the Communist Unity. And I was with members on Friday night at May the 1st in front of State Library, and you guys were there as well, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
Yes, we were there as well. It was really a fantastic rally. It was great to actually be out on the streets on May the 1st and to be raising that call, Workers of the World Unite, and to be standing against the war on Iran.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so a common theme of that night was anti-imperialist struggle. Do you want to talk to that, Alison?
Yes, the rally on Friday night was organised by a new anti-imperialist united front. The group that I'm part of, the Freedom Socialist Party, endorsed that rally. And it was very important, as well as raising the demand for an end to the war on Iran. It was also calling for an end to AUKUS and the closure of Pine Gap. And certainly from our perspective, that is enormously important. But we need more than to simply call for Australia to have an independent foreign policy, because Australia is not only an ally of the United States, but it's an imperialist power in its own right, and we see that right across the Pacific.
David, your group spoke at the rally.
Yes.
Tell me about the importance for you and your group about this anti-imperialist approach to politics and working together in a collective.
Well, I think I agree with Alison absolutely about the importance of anti-imperialist demands in our movement today. And I certainly also agree with the fact that it's not merely enough to call for an end to the war, but we have to demand an end to Australian imperialism more generally, and not just for an independent Australian foreign policy, which really is sort of a roundabout way of arguing for an independent imperialist foreign policy, as in function a lot of sort of greeny lefty types do, but rather for the working class in this country to take power, and for a workers' republic to be established, one which acts not in the interests of the ruling bourgeoisie, but in the interests of the working class generally. Mm. Now, I think that this United Front is an important step forward in that regard, because I think it's been quite clear over the past 30 years, ever since the fall of the USSR, if not longer, that the left in its current state, divided as it is into little eclectic sects that each sort of are organised on the basis of exclusion of the rest of the left, on the basis of sort of my way or the highway, and of the basis that, well, if we can't agree on everything, we can't organise.
We can't move forward.
Yeah, it's ultimately, I think history has demonstrably proven that this is not that we need unity. That we need a regroupment of the left. And I think the anti-imperialist United Front is important in that regard, not only because it brings the left together in this space on the basis of this struggle, but also because it puts forward what I think are important demands on the basis of which that unity can be achieved. Because we can't go into this on the basis of sort of unity at all costs. We have to draw a line somewhere. And we have to draw the line on opposing both the imperialism of our own country, on opposing the imperialism of the United States, and on opposing this imperialist war in Iran.
The thing about, Alison, the thing about the Australian stance is that it likes to perpetuate the notion that it's got the white hat on, that it's Iran that's bad, that the Western Asia it needs to be pulled into line. And in fact, even with the global Sumud flotilla being boarded by the Israelis about 1,000 kilometres away from what they so-called Israel, the Israelis are still maintaining that they're following international law. The issue of continually saying one thing which is not true and expecting people to agree that they're acting in a legitimate fashion when it's the issue of winning the war of views is really important, isn't it?
It is. It is absolutely vital to get out an alternative view to what we actually hear in the mainstream media. And the Freedom Socialist Party, we're a revolutionary feminist political party, and so often what is posed is you have to stand with either the US and our own ruling class, or you have to stand with the mullahs and the Iranian regime. Well, we are very clear where we stand. We think that that binary is wrong. We stand with all of the people of West Asia. We stand with the Iranian people who want a better life and who know that that better life is not going to be brought to them by US imperialist bombs.
David, can you tell me a little bit about your journey into politics?
Well, absolutely. So, sort of, not too, well, I guess it's...
You're a young critter.
I was a young critter, yes. I am a young critter. I'm only 21 at this stage. I got into politics sort of longer ago than sort of I had thought sort of coming into this question, because it would be 6 years ago now that I started really thinking about politics seriously. So I started sort of at least thinking about politics in terms of like social democratic greeny politics. Like, hearing about Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign in 2020 was very inspiring, obviously, at the time, and it was sort of sad to see him lose when he did. But ultimately, sort of after some time thinking that I became convinced about socialism after sort of reading into a few Marxist ideas, not very much in depth, but just sort of on a very surface level basis, I became sort of convinced of a vaguely socialist position. But the sort of vaguely socialist position I had was not really sort of broken away from liberalism yet. And it was only after October 7th that I really started understanding the need that that socialist politics and working class politics need to be need to stand on their own two feet and be independent from liberalism.
And so fight to win.
Yeah, and fight to win, and fight a battle for political power. And sort of once I got into that position, it became apparent to me that the sectarian form of the left as it exists today, with all these different organizations, each of which have many good comrades in them, have many people who have a lot to offer the working class movement in Australia, the socialist movement in Australia, in a variety of different fashions. You'll find good people in Socialist Alternative, in Solidarity, in the Communist Party of Australia, certainly in the Freedom Socialist Party. It ultimately sort of came as a natural conclusion to me that the sect form on the Australian left today is ultimately not sort of a sufficient path forward. And so I first became involved in Victorian Socialists. I campaigned for Victorian Socialists in 2022. I doorknocked for them. I handed out on polling day.
You walked the talk, because that's a difficult thing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's a scary jump, sort of jumping into politics for the first time. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I still find it nerve-wracking. And it was ultimately, I think, last year that I decided, okay, I'm going to take this a bit more seriously. And what really appealed to me about Communist Unity, or as it was known back then, the Revolutionary Communist Organization, was not only that it sort of predicated itself on addressing the question of all these sort of disparate groups and why they're so divided and why there is a need on both a practical and a theoretical level for unity, but also the fact that it had a very sort of open intellectual and culture of debate and discussion. In that we're not an organisation that demands organisational debates be kept behind closed doors. We think that it's very important that the working class see the debates that are going on within our movement, and we think that we need to sort of walk the walk with regards to that as well. And also the fact what really sort of sold me was the fact that in practice this meant a full-scale intervention into Victorian socialists, which is now the Socialist Party, which is important because I think the Socialist Party is sort of it's growing beyond where I think people initially expected it to grow. In that sort of branch meetings now for the Socialist Party have a political life in and of themselves, and I think what convinced me of sort of the counter-sectarian approach of communist unity was that it was an organisation that was committed to intervening in that area and intervening in every area that it can.
That's really interesting. Tell me, to finish off, we'll start with you, Alison. Why is it important to be here today with a collective of people who want... workers' politics as well as progressive politics?
It's really vital to be here today because May Day is about class politics. It's about getting to the root of the problem, capitalism, and it is an internationalist working class day. The Freedom Socialist Party is focusing today on getting the word out about a May Day forum that we are holding next Sunday, the 10th of May, 4 p.m. at Thorn Harbour Health in Hoddle Street, Abbotsford. We have a visiting comrade, Stephen Durham from New York, and people will have the opportunity to hear firsthand from somebody directly involved in growing the incredible resistance to the Trump regime. The forum's called Fortifying the Fight Against the Trump Regime, A Revolutionary Feminist Speaks Out. And any listeners who are interested can find out more at socialism.com or listen in to Jan Bartlett's fabulous Tuesday Home Time show next Tuesday to hear an interview with Stephen Durham.
On 3CR. And David, why is it important for you to be here?
I think... I certainly agree with all the reasons that Alison stated. What I think I would add to that is that I think May Day is an important day of reflection for the left. In that, you know, as our day is the day that belongs to us. It's a day where we sort of get to think about our strength, our politics, where we're at in the world. And I think, unfortunately, in the latest few years. Certainly for a while now, the left has had some reason to be sort of disappointed in itself, in terms of its strength, in terms of sort of the fact that since the end of the short 20th century, it has declined as a social force. And so I think it's important that we all gather here today to sort of talk about the issues that are important to the left, to regroup in at least some form and to break down barriers. And sort of... In terms of our approach to that, I think for our organisation, Communist Unity, our publication, Partisan, is for us a very important field in terms of bringing those debates on the left out into the open. Just today at 3 p.m. today, so 30 minutes from now, almost exactly. We will be hosting the relaunch of Partisan, which now has been changed to a bi-monthly magazine. with professional printing for $3. And we will be hosting the relaunch for the for our new issue at the
Resistance Centre.
No, not the Resistance Centre. Where's the location again? The Multicultural Hub.
On
Elizabeth Street, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
It
yes,
is.
Right opposite.
Just across the road from the market.
Just across the road from the market. We'll be hosting that at 3 p.m. I welcome everyone to anyone who is interested to come along. I would also invite people to come to our weekly Cocktails with Comrades event, which is held at 6 p.m. on Fridays, every Friday, at the Curtain. As well as monthly except on the last Friday of every month. On the last Friday of every month, we in Communist Unity host an event we call Talking Reds at the Clyde Hotel, right next to UniMelb, also at 6 p.m. in the evening.
Oh, cool. Thanks very much for coming and talking to us on this International Workers' Day.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.